Chapter 1. The Power of Technology. In the history of the United States, the period from about 1870, when the country was settling down after the Civil War, to about 1900 was a time of immense change, quite possibly the most dynamic era in the nation's life. When the period began, America was still largely a rural country. Nearly three-quarters of Americans lived on farms or in small agricultural communities. A lot of clothing was store-bought, but most other things of daily use were still made at home. Bread, pies, and cakes were baked in coal or wood stoves. Most people's milk came from pails, not bottles. Bathwater was drawn from wells in wooden buckets and heated on stoves, but not very often. Music came from parlor pianos and crude fiddles, rather than from machines. In 1870, work for most people meant physical labor outdoors, plowing fields with oxen and mules, cutting hay with scythes, felling trees with axes and handsaws, mining coal with picks and shovels, catching fish with nets and lines from open dories. About 15% of the nation's women worked in mills or as servants in the houses of the well-to-do, but the rest spent 12 or 14 hours a day working in their homes, shelling peas, washing clothes in buckets and ironing them with flat irons heated on stoves, milking cows, feeding chickens in the backyard, and weeding carrots and lettuce in the kitchen garden, and, of course, taking care of children. By 1900, this rather cozy, if hard, world of rural America had all but disappeared. In its place was a busy, dynamic society built around cities and vast new industrial machines, the largest in the world. In 1900, almost half of Americans lived in cities, not on farms. In 1900, Americans were increasingly making their livings in mills and factories, doing repetitive jobs rather than outdoor farm work. Americans in 1900 found in the stores and shops around them an immense amount of ready-made goods.